Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So, Amy, let's start here. Define the term mental illness. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, mental illness is, and this is a definition from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, that I just mentioned. Medical conditions that disrupt a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functioning. And that often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. And that's an important piece of the definition because sometimes people get confused and they think, well, so what if you're depressed? Like I feel depressed sometimes too. Sometimes I can't get out, you know, I don't feel like going to work or I feel sad that day. And this is not what something like depression is. Depression from a clinical perspective is a depression that results in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. So mental illness itself is more serious than simply feeling down or feeling worried or something like that. It's disruptive to a person's life, and it impairs their ability to do what they would normally be able to do. But it falls into those different categories: thinking, so thought disorders, feeling, those emotional disorders, mood disorders, and social disorders.
Okay, and here's a quote from your book. The suffering of mental illness, whether for the afflicted or for their families, is typically marked by isolation. When people desperately need to experience the love and empathy of their fellow human beings and to know that their Creator has not abandoned them, many reach out and are shocked to touch the church's painfully cold shoulder. Others fear the church's rejection enough to hide their struggles and not to risk the exposure at all. And then I think the last segment of the show will talk more about just what we as the body of Christ and the church can better do. But just to answer this question, if you would, why we're so afraid to broach the topic of mental health as far as reaching out. When you hear some of the people that we are airing as we come back from the breaks, there is awkwardness, there's fear of getting it wrong, getting in too deep, over your head. Are those the main fears, or what is the big gap for us?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think the problem is, well, there are a few problems, but again, it goes back to that sense of misunderstanding and that sense of stigma. And stigma really means that we have an automatic fear attached to the topic of mental illness. It's interesting. If someone comes to me and says, you know, or comes to you and says, I have cancer, I'm going to go through chemo and radiation, your first reaction is probably not one of fear. I mean, you might be fearful for them, but your first reaction is not like, hey, I don't know how to cure cancer. I don't know why this person's coming to me. I'm afraid I'm going to get in over my head here because they're asking me to cure their cancer. They're not asking you to cure their
Good
cancer.
Point.
They're asking you to be their friend and walk with them through that experience. And someone who has a mental illness, similarly, we don't have the capability. Most of us don't have the capability to treat mental illness, but that person's not necessarily wanting you to cure them. You know, they may be asking for the same thing, for you to walk with them through it. We can have that same response, but instead we often have this automatic fear response because we misunderstand the nature of mental illness. We think of mental illness as some kind of something dark and spiritual and sort of, you know, Dracula kind of thing. It's a malfunction of the brain.
Yes.
The brain is a physical organ.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.